The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Senior Assistant Teacher Pierce Butler.
David said something last evening, Friday evening, at our first meeting, which intrigued me. He said, or I heard, this is the only sesshin you'll ever be on. What's with that? Does that mean I've always been on sesshin? I've always been engaged in practice, even if I'm not on sesshin and I don't know it? Does it mean that all my memories of sesshin are delusions, or at least stories? Or does it mean that, as Faulkner put it, the past isn't even past? Those sesshins are still here. They never really, like those ducks, they never really went away. Actually, I do have a rather odd recurring experience in regard to sesshin in the temple, where I haven't been for some time. That when I'm on virtual online sesshin, early in the morning, when the house is quiet and the street is quiet, I have this kind of visceral skin bag sensation of being at the temple. And if a car passes down the street, it's the noise of the cars on Pleasant Street. There seems to be a kind of intimacy in which these two places, two times, come together. And so I think of sesshin as, think of the heart-mind as something that is stable, or at least more stable than I am. I'm the one who comes and goes. And I suppose I think of it as a refuge. But I'm reminded on this sesshin that if I think that refuge means peace and quiet, I'm likely to be surprised. As Paul said, the sesshin is not my idea of sesshin. This is the sesshin. And so I'm reminded also of one of our readings, which says that this experience is the meaning of my existence. That's why I turn toward it for as long as it's there, for as long as I can bear it. And for that, of course, the support of the Sangha is invaluable. I identify with Jenny's response to the koan and the story of Matsu's tweaking Baijiang. And I'm as averse as she is to having my nose tweaked, but I'm even more upset in a way by the answer to the question, or rather by Baijiang's response when he says, so you think that they've gone away? Or in some other versions of the story, which I find even more annoying, he says something like, where could they go? And I guess that living in the world of form, my experience is that everything goes away. Friends, family, loved ones, all that is dear to me, and everything I love. And so my experience flies in the face of, where could they go? What am I to do with that? So this is the place of mystery and investigation. And this is one of the functions of koans, to bring us face to face with these unanswerable questions. I mean, this happens to be a question that everybody is asking. You know, where is the past? Where are the people I knew? What happened to my life? Where did it go? And most people don't want to know about that question. I mean, what can they do with it? What can we do with it? But what we do with it is to turn toward it. The fact that you are here and willing to entertain this question in the way of practice means that you are a person of courage. And so this is what we do. And we need the support of the Sangha in order to do it. This is a special occasion. It is more possible to do that kind of work here. David also said, or I heard him say, we're all day by day. And this is an expression that I take to be an expression derived from sports, that I am injured, but I might be able to play, but maybe I'll be a game time scratch. But of course, it can also mean that anything can happen. You know, I might fall out of the game completely. I might actually go away and not be able to practice anymore. So my encouragement to myself and everybody is to, this evening, bring your A game, come to play, take advantage of this opportunity that is always present, this opportunity that will never be here again. Thank you.